come towards the end of this Advent season, we've been speaking of these familiar themes of this time, right? Of the Advent, the coming of our Lord. And embedded in that joy of a baby born and a Savior born and all that that's going to entail, we have that double ring, the second Advent, the looking forward to Him coming again. And how important that is for us to try to remember these things. But not just remember, but to, I guess, live it. Right? To have that part of who we are as His people, ones who celebrate with joy what we have in Jesus, and who look forward with joy to the promises that He's made of coming again. And so we are just wrapped up in all this goodness and of this season. I hope you are experiencing that. I really do. Today, we had this story here of Mary going to visit her relative Elizabeth. Now, we don't know exactly how they're related. Some of your Bibles may say cousin or some things like that. Maybe we're not sure. But they're related somehow. And Mary went to visit her. And as we consider their story here, I think we want to see for us today is, I guess the question might be, how do we, or what do we do in this season and throughout our lives of expressing, showing, letting others know the joy of salvation, of what Jesus really means, that reason for this season. And we see here, first off, an example of Mary and Elizabeth. And first off, I say the joy of fellowship in faith. There is a joy that comes in our fellowship of faith together in Jesus. And we see that right away. An amazing story. Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, and Mary is newly pregnant, and they came together, and immediately in that meeting, when Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, this baby inside of Elizabeth, 6 months old, you know, at that time, they're getting developed, they're starting to kick, they're starting to punch, make things uncomfortable for you, leapt in the womb. How amazing would that be? I'm just trying to imagine the reaction of that, to hear this voice and this baby just going, whoa, he's here. And Elizabeth, in her reaction then, it says, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit here. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I mean, or what that entailed exactly, right? It doesn't really say, but I think it's this. At least partly this. As they came together and the Spirit came upon Elizabeth in this way that there was a recognition of John inside the womb, a recognition by Elizabeth that she saw Mary, this recognition in the Spirit of this spiritual connection that they had, that transcended any familial connection, that there was something deeper, much more important, much more expansive, this connection through this baby Jesus. A connection that was going to explode and expand and that we experience today. There was of course, a shared joy they had coming together, right? They were both having babies. Elizabeth in her old age, a miracle there. Mary, a miracle there. Unexpected. And so significant. And they had their family connection. And so I'm sure there was some of that going on. And good to see you or whatever it may be. But as I look at this encounter, as we consider this encounter, it's hard to try to imagine their time together. And I'm sure there was the mundane things of how things are going. Oh, how's Zechariah? Oh, his hips bother him a little bit. And, you know, hey, how's married life, Mary? Enjoying that? Is it going okay? Sure, all those kind of things. But in this moment, when they came together here, there was that deep recognition of the significance of these babies and who who they're going to become. Their union was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was a spiritual happening here. The miraculous nature of their pregnancies, all the things brought them together in this great moment of joy. And so as we consider this, as we consider this meeting of Mary and Elizabeth, I just my thoughts went to, how do we connect in this way? How do we share the joy of our faith? If the Spirit that comes into me when I bow the knee to Jesus and accept Him as my Savior, and I experience the grace and the love and the forgiveness of Him, that same Spirit that is in you and all others who do the same, I think there is this same sort of a connection that when you meet somebody or come in contact with somebody that has that connection, that same belief, that we have that together. And so we want that to be shown. You know, and the question I asked myself even this week was, is that joy coming out? Am I acknowledging that connection? Am I seeing it? Am I sensing it? Am I knowing it in my day-to-day life? I don't know if you've ever been in the opportunity to out traveling about or something like that. You may be off somewhere on a vacation or even at the store or something, and you come across somebody you have not met before, and somehow you get talking, and then you realize maybe just in conversation that they're a Christian too, right? And instantly that relation changes right there. You know, you may not know denominations or anything like that, but there's a connection there. You know, I met a young man in New York City. He's from Ghana. And difficult times speaking English. When I was there with a group of people, we were in Manhattan just kind of touring that day. It was a Saturday. Met this guy, and I don't even know how it came about. We just started talking to him and then realized that he was a believer. He was here as a student, and he was a Christian. And again, he didn't talk much English. He had a difficult time. But in our six of us with him, we shared a joy in that little bit of time together of knowing that we had a connection in Jesus. And we talked about it and talked about his experience in God as a Christian and his church. And we got to explain while we were there, the things we were doing. And it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. I've had the same thing happen on an airplane, sitting next to somebody and just striking up a conversation with a gentleman next to me and realizing, again, he's a believer. You know, and traveling, he's a businessman. And again, all of a sudden, everything changed in how we talked to each other and what we had together in that. That is the joy of the Holy Spirit that's in all of us. I was thinking this morning, again, I talked with the devil about it. I was thinking about Geraldine. You know, and anytime you visit Geraldine, you know that connection of faith is always foremost with her. You walk in and say, how you doing? She says, oh, God is good, you know. And she'll talk about what she's praying about or things she's read or seen. And it just comes out of her. And I go, oh, Lord, may I be more like that. Lord, may people just come, when they talk to me, have that kind of joy. And I was convicted this week in that. And, you know, I know it's there, but how do I communicate that? Is that coming out of me in these ways, especially in this season? We have that same Holy Spirit connection with God and with each other. And there's a joy in the fellowship of faith, in our faith in our families, as we come together in a morning like this. And we want to ask and just be aware and share those things. It's so encouraging. And it reminds us of what we have to share with the world. And this is the best news ever. And we share that with the world, with each other. This connection goes across all barriers, all cultures. You have more in common with a believer in Mexico than with a cousin who's not a believer. In a real way. Now, you know, there's familiarity there, but there is that family that is there that's so deep and so important and so robust in nature. And we want to experience that more and more and more. It comes through then in our times together like this, or with our families, of just sharing these things of our lives, of praying for each other, with each other. Now, of course, you know, we can pray for each other all the time, right? In general ways. I I often do. And during my week, I'll pray. I'll pray for you. Usually in the course of a week, I will get around to praying for each one of you, each of your families. And often it's, some gentle things. Lord, bless them, guide them, protect them. Lord, may they experience you more and more and more. You give them just success in school, at work. You know, these kind of things, we want to be praying for each other. But I was really, again, convicted this weekend. What do I have? What do I know specifically about each one? If you were to pray for me this week, what would you pray for? And like I said, I was deeply convicted in my own self of sometimes just not knowing these things. We want to know these things about each other so we can specifically help and pray and know what's going on and help and all those things come out. And I think the example of Mary and Elizabeth gives us that encouragement to connect with each other in faith. Now we see also here a great blessing. Elizabeth, in her joy, expressed to Mary this blessing of belief in 42 through 45. When Elizabeth saw Mary, and she just said it came out of the, how am I so blessed? How am I so blessed to be with the mother of our Lord, of our Savior? How blessed am I? We have that blessing too. We have that same sort of blessing. We, in coming in contact with each other, in knowing each other, in supporting each other, we have the blessing of being with those that bear Jesus, that have Jesus, to know Him and to love Him. And together we can share in that blessing together. This reminds us of that greatest blessing of all in this season. I'm excited as anybody here in a few days to open up gifts and stuff. My family knows that. I'm terrible. I'm awful about it. I'm like 4 years old every year. I'm 58. But I have to just sometimes rein it in and remember what this season is really about. And everything in our culture, everything around there is just telling us other things. Buy, buy, buy. More, more, more. Elizabeth saw what was really important. Elizabeth saw it. And by the Holy Spirit, just expressed with great joy. Great joy. The privilege of knowing Jesus and the mother that bore Him. We have this deep connection with each other. So as we remember this blessing of belief, we encourage each other with it. We encourage each other to persevere. We encourage each other to have joy. We encourage each other to remember the faith. We encourage each other not to give up. We encourage each other to stand strong with each other and to share this with the world. This is the blessing of belief. There was another aspect of it here that we saw in Mary that Elizabeth mentioned. She said, "Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said. To her will be accomplished." There is a blessing here of God's promises. Blessings of God's presence. What a comfort and encouragement we have from God in the promises He has made. There's just in a quick Google search. 8,000, according to this source anyway, and I've heard this before, 8,810 promises in God's word for us. 8,810. 7,487 that are specifically for humankind. And these, encourage you sometimes, just do a search. Look around these things. There are promises like God promises to keep His word. He's promised that to us. The things that we read here as we remember Advent and the second Advent, that is a promise to us. Jesus is going to come again. He's going to make things right. He's going to restore and renew all things. He's going to give us new bodies. We're going to live with Him forever. These are promises and He will keep them. He has promised to care for us. He has promised to give us hope. He's promised to forgive us. He's promised us eternal life. He has promised us spiritual blessings. He has promised victory over death. He's promised to supply our needs. He's promised to finish the work that He's began in us. He's promised to give us peace. And on and on and on and on and on and on and on. We see God promises. And these are our promises. And we can hold on to these things and enjoy. Elizabeth recognized that. Blessed are you who Mary, who believed this promise. Remember her story and just how shocking. The scandal of an unwed woman being pregnant. But Mary believed the promise that she heard. She believed that God was doing this. She believed what the angel said and who this baby was going to be. And in that she took hope, and in that she had courage, and in that she carried on. And we have those things too. Remember God's promises. When you are discouraged, when you are maybe feeling guilty of the sin that creeps up in your life, maybe you haven't seen, maybe this kind of joy isn't always bubbling out of you. Maybe you're not so aware of your friends and neighbors and what they need and are caught up in selfishness. Whatever it may be, God has promised that, like I said, He who began the good work will make it complete. No matter how far you think you've strayed, no matter how bad it has been, no matter what else has come up, whatever circumstances may be in your lives, the promise of God, the rock solid promise, is that He will complete it. He will give you peace. He will forgive you. He will be with you always. And Elizabeth recognized that great blessing in her friend and relative Mary. There is a great blessing of belief in standing in His promises. And I wish for that for us today in this season and carrying on. That together we would remind each other continually, that we would pray for each other. They would ask questions of each other. How can I pray for you? Today, you know, we don't have Sunday school. We're going to hang out here for a while and share with each other and just catch up on news, those kind of things. Maybe ask that question. Just ask, hey, how can I pray for you this week? Write it down. And then do it. And we'll see this blessing of belief grow more and more and more. Now, there's one last thing I wanted to kind of mention here. And that is a response then. We've seen Mary and Elizabeth as models of belief. Belief in the promises. Belief in the connection of the Holy Spirit. Belief of the blessing of faith. And then Mary here gives us a great example. A response to this great news. And that's in the verses that follow the reading today. In verses 46 through 55. And so I'm just going to read these. And encourage you as you hear Mary's response to think, okay, how can I apply? How can I respond in maybe similar ways? What things in my life have I seen and experienced that would maybe enable me to speak out as Mary has here? And so we see, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then return home. I so love what Mary says here. And just remembering the promises of turning the true attention and glory to where it belongs. To understanding God's work. That it's not the rich, the powerful, the great in the eyes of the world who are going to inherit the kingdom. It's the humble. It's the gentle. And God is mighty. He's going to save. And these are the promises Mary has stood on and is standing on. I love this picture that Mary stayed there about 3 months. Maybe she stayed through to when Elizabeth gave birth to John. And in those 3 months, the things they shared together, the daily reminder of these miracles, the remembering of the excitement, the anticipation, because they had no idea what was going to happen here. They just knew this was a baby. It was still a baby. Had to grow, had to raise it up. Of course, we know the script is turned upside down in all this. But they believed. They believed. They stood on that. They held on to it. And they knew in their connection with each other and with God and the Holy Spirit that they could carry on in the joy of belief and blessing. Consider today then how you are blessed. Remember the blessing you have in Christ. And if that blessing is fleeting for you, if you're not maybe totally convinced or sure, you can be. Even today, right now, you can be totally assured. All you have to do is turn to Him. Turn to Him and say, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. Help me today, and He will do that. And like with Elizabeth, that Spirit will be upon you, and that connection you will have will be there. And you express that blessing then in your families, in our church, our work, our comings and goings, and to the world. The world needs it so badly. There's a great blessing in our faith and our promises, and we can stand in them firmly as we look forward to His second advent and coming again in Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, again we are humbled and grateful in Your presence. I thank You, God, that You are here with us now. And I pray in these closing moments together in this time that You would speak to us. Lord, I pray that You would convict us, that Your Spirit would expose in us our need for You. And help us, Lord, to nurture that kind of joy, the joy that comes out in the blessings of faith and the standing of Your promises. Help us, Lord, to be Your people. Help us, Lord, to endure. Help us to pray for each other, Lord. Remind us and to look forward always to You coming again. And we thank You for that. Even so, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.